The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, world. This is Trish Adora, your Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, and you are listening to John Orlando on the PVDcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVDcast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 279. Hope all is well with you, and I sincerely thank you for checking out this episode, and it's the episode that many people probably are expecting. It is time for yours truly to be joined by the pro wrestling pundits DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran to talk about WrestleMania. That's right, we're going to preview the event, we're going to analyze the matches, we're going to talk about, well, a bunch of different things connected to WrestleMania. Like, for an example, will there be any streaming issues with Peacock? Because during WWE Fastlane, lots of people had issues with its streaming and crashing and whatnot. So we're going to cover all the bases, is what I'm trying to say, in this preview episode for WrestleMania 37. So since there's a lot to get to, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to talk real quickly about World's Greatest Comics, because they are a great sponsor of the PVDcast. And then we're going to get right into the conversation with the pro wrestling pundits and yours truly. But as I kind of hinted at, I need to show some love and some thanks to a great sponsor. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They're the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, hundreds and hundreds of back issues. They've got a great pull system. Basically, they got you covered if you're a comic book fan. So you should stop on over to the store if you can. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you're not in the Central Ohio area, you could still check them out online, wgcomics.com. And they're even on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics. And heck, if you're old school and you want to pick up the phone and give them a ring and ask them a question or two, you could do that as well. Their phone number is area code 614-891-3000. And no matter how you interact with any of the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics, please let them know that you heard about the store from me right here on the PVDcast. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, the pro wrestling pundits and I sit down to preview WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to talk about WrestleMania. And of course, joining me on this episode are the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you?
Medium rare, a little pink inside. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing quite well. Ringside Rand, how are things with you?
Fully vaccinated, ready to rumble.
All right, same here. And Joey, you're still waiting to get your great value vaccine that you said?
Yeah, I met this guy named Ricardo. He actually used to be, he's a cousin of one of the people that used to do catering there when we were actually would record it live from Costa del Orlando, and he's going to take care of me behind a Big Lots over here off of Sawmill Road.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, I hope that turns out well for you, Joey.
He also wanted to sell me some fake class rings. I don't know if that was a Saved by the Bell episode or if he told me that too. I fell asleep during that. I don't know what happened.
All right. Well, one thing we might fall asleep on is this weekend's WrestleMania card, because as we set off air, it's kind of a little bit underwhelming. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about night one, then we'll talk about night two. We're going to run down the matches. We're going to give our opinions on who we think might be the winners, and we're just going to, you know, dissect it like we normally do. So with this preview, let's just start off with overall feelings going into WrestleMania. Rand, are you looking forward to it? Are you underwhelmed a little bit? What's your two cents worth on the excitement level for WrestleMania?
Well, my operatives have landed in Tampa. Says there are a lot of things going on in town, and there's not a whole lot of buzz in Tampa for this. I don't know if it's too big of a card to have two nights, 14 matches. Could that be part of the problem, that there are no huge matches, that there's a lot of pretty good matches?
Well, Joey, what do you think about 14 matches, two nights? What do you think? Is it fatigue?
On the other side of the coin is there not enough matches, for the simple fact that there's several names that are, I'm sure we'll talk about that throughout the podcast, aren't even included in the card.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume, being the esteemed podcaster that you are and announcer, that you already have that prepped. So I don't want to jump to any conclusions there, but like, there's significant names missing off of it where it could be even more. I mean, they're doing the Andre the Giant Battle Royal on SmackDown before Mania, and that's weird to me too. So I just feel like there is no plan, and I'm sure, like everything else, we could blame COVID, but I don't think that should be to blame at this point.
See, I'm going to go the opposite way. I think there's a little too much wrestling right now. Because we're recording this on Wednesday night. NXT is going to have night one here in just a few hours. Then they're going to have a second night, which I don't think is necessary. I think that's ridiculous. It's dumb. Then we're going to have matches on SmackDown that are WrestleMania matches. They're being advertised as such. Then we have two nights, and then we go right into Raw. I think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I think they should have just pared back a little bit and a little bit less wrestling this weekend and this week would have been better and would have made people excited. I mean, how do you get excited when you have Wednesday through Monday, all this wrestling, not even including the fact that there are a lot of independent shows going on, you know, with IWTV and a lot of promotions doing events in Tampa as well. And is it too much, I guess, is my question.
John, it's Monday to Monday. You had Raw. You had the Hall of Fame ceremonies last night.
Oh, see, I even forgot about that.
Then tonight you have TakeOver. Tomorrow, TakeOver. Friday, SmackDown. Saturday. So it's nonstop. And I know we've joked before in the past that the pre-show starts like a week before, but it's almost like that.
It is.
It's too much. I think there's a way you can say there's too much, but yet not enough. Like, I don't think it's more about the quantity at this point, not the quality.
Good point.
And I would be more about the quality. And it's always like, I don't need all this stuff. I would have been good with let's change SmackDown to the Hall of Fame ceremony, Saturday TakeOver, Sunday Mania, Monday Raw.
I'm in the same boat as you.
That would have been fun. They could even just not even have, they could have taken an episode of NXT tonight or just been a recap episode. So I think it's like a case of having too much yet not enough, where it's quantity over quality. And I think they're missing the boat on quality.
Well, let's jump on into it. On SmackDown on Friday on Fox, you mentioned already, Joey, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is going to be on that program, which, again, if this is a big deal, which, let's be honest, they haven't made it a big deal. I mean, they make it a big deal for a couple of weeks and then they forget about it. Why is this on SmackDown? Like, I feel like, don't even do it if you're not going to put it on the actual night one or night two. But nonetheless, did you guys even make a prediction as to who might walk away? The winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, or no?
I'm not. You know, they make it out to be a big deal, but can you name anybody who won the other ones?
Baron Corbin and Cesaro.
Okay. And what kind of push? What kind of push have they gotten from this?
Nothing that I can remember. Just real quick, I'll run down who so far is in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Before you run down it, it sounds like the who's who of the people that are chasing the 24/7 title. Now I'll let you go ahead with the rundown.
Oh, you're absolutely correct on that. So the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, the participants so far are Akira Tozawa, Angel Garza, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, Elias, Eric, Grand Metalik, Humberto Carrillo, Jackson Riker, Jey Uso, Kalisto, Baron Corbin, Lince Dorado, Mace, Murphy, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, Shelton Benjamin, Shinsuke Nakamura, Slapjack T-Bar, and Tucker, and a partridge in a pear tree. Anywho, out of that, I would just pick Jey Uso, because then it could be something where they could do where he like, hey, look, Roman, I won this trophy. And it could be some a little bit of like comedy, like, yeah, whatever, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way I figure that that could work out. Do you guys have any picks from that rundown of illustrious superstars?
I think it comes down to Nakamura versus Uso. I mean, I think that's two of the biggest names in there besides Corbin. I think they take it because it's a shame because everybody projected Nakamura to have a big spot on Mania this year. They thought he was getting this push, and then it just never happened. So maybe this is where we see a little bit of shine. I'm going to say Nakamura wins it over Uso.
Okay, I'm jotting that down. What say you, Rand?
I kind of hope that Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander team up like they should and do something positive here, so that they look legitimate when they're going against Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
Ricochet was given Mustafa Ali was given a faction, and he didn't do anything with it. I really want Elias to win, but when they've given him opportunities, they don't let him go anywhere. So I'm picking Elias.
He's going to be an injury, though.
Well, here, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you want to make this battle royal mean something, I think a great idea would be that you have to put the trophy on the line in other battle royals. Like, I think it could be really something that would be cool. Like, let's just say, for an example, that Jey Uso does win it. Then maybe in a couple of weeks on SmackDown, he's got to defend it in a 10-man battle royal, you know? And so he could win it. It would be something a little bit different. It's, yes, it does smell a little bit of the 24/7 title, but I think that would be something cool, and you could give it, like, you know, some weight. Like, if somebody would go on a streak of retaining the title after, like, five defenses, they're the king of the battle royal. You could hype it up that way. I think that there's possibility to make that battle royal mean something.
But they haven't done that in the past, have they?
No, they haven't. Well, let's talk about the other match that's going to be on SmackDown. As far as I know, we're going to have the tag team titles defended as Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler take on the Mysterios, the Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. Joey, what do you think about this match?
I wish it would be something that would be actually on Mania, especially with some of the names that you have involved in this match. It's a shame that it's being relegated to SmackDown. I actually see Alpha Academy picking up the tag titles, but Roode and Ziggler not be the ones to actually take the pin to lose it.
Okay. I'm going to go that I feel like Dolph and Roode retain the titles on that one. So I'm going to go that route. Joey, you said Alpha Academy. I'm sorry. I was writing down, and I think I wrote down the wrong thing.
I did.
You did. Okay. All right. Roode and Dolph, I'm going with. I think that they're going to just keep the belts on them and maybe hopefully push along a storyline with the Mysterios against that team. Rand, what tag team do you think emerges victorious?
I'm going with the Mysterios. I think Ray's the biggest name, the biggest draw, and I think he can make something out of this, that they can do something and maybe keep the same feud going with Dolph and Roode.
All right. As far as I know, that's the only two matches that I know that are going to be on SmackDown unless something is announced that night or whatnot. So we're going to move on to night one of WrestleMania. And these matches are, I don't think they're in any particular order. They're just how they were on the internet. So let's start off with the singles match for the WWE Women's Championship. Bianca Belair, the challenger, taking on Sasha Banks, the champion. Let's start with you, Rand. Who do you think's coming out on top in that one?
I kind of think this is a Bianca Belair coming out party, that she gets a great win and it's a big boost, and she becomes a big deal on the Women's SmackDown. I think she takes it from Sasha Banks.
You said big what? Boost, right?
Boost.
Oh, boost.
Push.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure we're talking about the right stuff here. Anyway.
Did you think he was said Booth, as in like John Wilkes Booth?
I don't know where that came from, but anyway, I'm also going to go with Bianca Belair here just because I feel like it's her time, quote unquote. But I've been torn because they always talk about Sasha losing the belt on the big stage, and I've kind of thought against that. Maybe have Bianca chase after it. I think Bianca's probably better, much like Becky Lynch is better when she's chasing than putting the title on her right away. But I have a feeling they are going to put it on her at Mania.
And I'll complete the trifecta. I think Bianca Belair picks up the victory. But for me, I was really torn as to how she picks it up, because I just can't see the logic in putting her over clean on Sasha Banks. I would like to see, and I think this would be something we haven't seen, is some type of surprise pin, like a roll-up, a backslide, a small package, or something quick that would leave you wanting more of these two, because they do match up well. But I agree. I think Belair wins, and she moves on to hopefully maybe continue the feud with Banks or find a new opponent.
Any chance that Bayley, who's not on the card, interferes and causes a problem?
That's a great idea, because, you know, valid point, Rand. We don't know where Bayley is going to be on this event, as there's not been anything mentioned. And no, that would make some sense too, if you wanted to rekindle the Banks Bayley rivalry, or even the Banks Bayley team. So, shall we move on to our next match? And that match would be a tag team match. It's The Miz. It's Morrison taking on Damian Priest and Bad Bunny. I'll go first with my predictions. I think it's obvious in my eyes, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest win. Somehow there's probably some mix-up between Miz and Morrison that leads to Bad Bunny getting the pin. Everybody hops home happy. All right, Joey, enough of my lame jokes.
I don't know what's more lame, your jokes or this match and its setup, but obviously they're going to put Bad Bunny and Damian Priest over for obvious reasons. Why bring Bad Bunny in to get that exposure, only have him lose? Why bring Damian Priest up? You know, this is part of his, to talk about coming out parties, you know, so he's on Mania, he's going to do something. So the tag team of Priest and Bunny for the win.
I wonder, my research team hasn't gotten back to me, but what's the success rate of celebrities like Bad Bunny when they're involved with the match?
That's a great question.
And by the way, is it just me, or does Vince hate expensive cars? Because every time there's an expensive car, there's cement being poured in them or blown up, or I think Vince just hates expensive cars.
Washable Crayola markers they put on that car.
Yeah.
Yes, it did not look like it was thick at all.
Bad Bunny did have the 24/7 title on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going with him as well.
Let's keep it moving with another match that, I don't know, in my eyes is a little bit lame. We're talking about steel cage match, Shane McMahon taking on Braun Strowman. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. I mean, just a few years ago, you were a big deal, and now taking on Shane O'Mac. But I digress. Enough about the woes of Braun. Rand, who do you think is coming out victorious in this steel cage match?
I think the biggest question here is, what insane bump does Shane O'Mac take?
Is he
going to be on the top of the cage when Braun pushes him off? It does seem like Shane has a penchant for big shots. You're right. Braun has not lived up. He should have been pushed bigger and harder. I got Braun winning, but Shane's going to do something crazy insane.
I'm going to go right along with you, Rand. I have Braun winning, and I can see where Shane tries to do some giant bump, and it backfires on him, like he misses or whatever, and that's what leads to Braun picking up the victory.
So how often do you see the WWE repeat itself, like the big suplex where the ring collapses, or, you know, different type of finishes you see repeat itself over time? It's just bound to happen. One we haven't seen for a while is a big guy in I like the Big Show or Paul White, however you want to call him, when he came in, where he threw somebody through a cage and they ended up falling to the ground and winning. I see a scenario where Braun Strowman is having his way in this match, and he does that with Shane, and it comes apart, and Shane ends up falling to the ground and winning, but Braun, of course, beats the piss out of him, where Shane still gets the win. So I see some sort of schmoz like that. I still see the big Shane bump. Everybody goes crazy, this, that, and the other. But I see something like that where they put Braun's power over, but it backfires on him. Because this is, you know, the Braun versus, you know, it's supposed to be dumb and stupid, you know. So I see all that kind of coming into play. And I could see something like that because I was thinking they've never repeated that. I know it was kind of dumb and kind of cheesy, but it's been a dumb and cheesy product lately. So that's how I kind of see the ending, and I see Shane winning somehow like that.
Wasn't there a match maybe in Saudi Arabia where there was a cage match and somebody went through and the first person actually touched the ground? Like a cage broke.
I don't know.
Well, that also shows how unimportant the Saudi Arabia shows that we can't remember.
That's true. Very true. All right, let's talk about the WWE Raw Tag Team title matches. The New Day is going to put the belts on the line against AJ Styles and Omos. Joey, let's start with you. What are your thoughts and predictions for this match?
They have really hyped up Omos with his big, you know, first match, this, that, and the other. So as far as a barn burner, you know, he's not going to do anything I find. He's not going to be a technical master. They're going to leave that to AJ and the rest of the New Day. I think they'll do some innovative things, being those great minds in the ring with Omos, but I can see Omos taking out both a New Day and him being the reason that they win the tag team titles.
Okay. I'm going to say that I think the New Day retain, and I think that, honestly, I could see them already just pulling the trigger on a face turn and have Omos cost AJ the opportunity to win the tag belts. You know, maybe AJ, you know, is verbally abusive to him or something, and then it keeps at it, and then slaps him, and then that leads to some type of Omos doing something in which AJ gets pinned. Is that the right thing to do? I don't think so. I think Omos needs to remain a heel, but I could see them pulling the trigger on a face turn.
I kind of think that the New Day keeps the title. I don't know that Omos is enough of a wrestler to be even in a tag match. But then again, we haven't seen positive or negative. I mean, for a long time, he was the guy outside of the Monday Night Raw underground cage door. And we didn't see anything out of him. We have no idea what he is, but I'm gonna go with the proven product of Kofi and Xavier.
Okay. We have a match that, honestly, I think could steal the show, especially for night one. And that's the singles matchup of Cesaro taking on Seth Rollins. I think that this has been probably maybe one of the better matchups that they have actually built over the last few weeks. I can see Cesaro winning clean. I can. I know that is probably shocking to some folks, but I could see them, and that's my prediction, is that Cesaro wins and he goes over clean.
It's a shame that there's not more importance to this match because these are two of the best. These guys could go on a regular pay-per-view. They could go 25 to 30 minutes. These are two of the best workers. It's a shame that there's no title involved. And yes, I do see, like you, I do see Cesaro winning.
Well, I think this is one of those cases where Seth picked his opponent and Seth wants to kind of give the rub to somebody. Mm-hmm. Cesaro deserves it. Now people would say, oh, he's nothing but a Ring of Honor talent. Like, he'd be great there. I've always thought Cesaro, and when he had that little push with Heyman, I thought he had was going the right direction, and that was kind of pulled out from underneath him. I still think he has some sort of title run in him, singles title run. Mm-hmm. I'm also picking Cesaro, just because I feel like it's just the right thing to do in that match.
Tag Team Turmoil will be taking part on night one of WrestleMania, as the winners of the match will receive a WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match on night two. And we have Lana and Naomi as a team, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose as a team, Natalya and Tamina as a team, the Riot Squad, and supposedly it's been leaked due to some press information regarding WrestleMania being slipped out, that Billie Kay and Carmella will be a team in this tag team turmoil. Who do you think, Joey, is going to be victorious in the tag team turmoil match?
I almost feel like that's not the only like added attraction or surprise is Carmella and Billie Kay. I think there's going to be another tag team because there's, and I don't even know who. I don't even, because there's just so many missing names, right? We're missing Charlotte. We're missing Bailey. We're missing Peyton Royce. So like, mm-hmm. there's names that aren't on this. So I see there being a tag team that's thrown together, or women that you haven't seen for a while that are put together, and they end up winning whoever the ones that's a surprise that they put together, I see them winning this match.
Okay. I'm writing down surprise team equals Joey.
Is there a tag team in NXT that could come up and make a big splash?
Well, I mean, they have NXT Women's Tag Champs, correct?
Correct. But I don't see that happening. They've kind of tried to keep that separated after that now.
I agree, Joey. I don't know if bringing up Ember Moon and Blackheart as the NXT Tag Champs would be a good idea. I'm picking Billie Kay and Carmella because I think that has some comedy potential. You know, with Billie Kay, I've been a big fan of her resume gimmick. I thought that was funny. I think Carmella's done a great job of being the classy bitch. You know, like, so I'm picking them.
What if this? What if Peyton Royce attacks Carmella and says, hey, I'm putting my tag team back together?
That would be awesome.
That's what the fans want. They want the Iconics back together. So why not do a surprise like that?
That would be great. Rand, what team do you think is going to win?
I got to go with Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose just because it's unexpected.
Oh, and be honest, you're sweet on Mandy Rose too.
Okay.
All right, and our last match for night one is the WWE Championship is on the line as Drew McIntyre, as the challenger, battles Bobby Lashley. And I have a feeling that all three of us are going to say the same winner. But we'll start with you, Rand. Who do you feel walks away with the WWE Championship?
I kind of think, in a way, they're making up for last year's WrestleMania not having an audience. And I think they're going to give Drew McIntyre his WrestleMania moment in front of a crowd, even though it's not a full crowd. But I think it's going to be Drew McIntyre. And I think that if he comes out with a sword and puts it into the stage and gets the fireworks, that makes it definite. I just think it's Drew's time for a big moment.
I think if you're WWE writing and you don't keep the belt on Lashley right now, there's something wrong. And obviously there is something wrong because they broke up the Hurt Business that quick. But Bobby Lashley has went from being, I mean, he's still not Mr. Personality, but his opening when he comes out is awesome. His whole setup when he comes out being the almighty champion, I see him keeping the belt by disqualification. So I see Drew looking great and winning this match, but the belt not changing hands and Bobby Lashley retaining.
Who's more likely to interfere, Cedric and Shelton or Sheamus?
Or a possible new member of the Hurt Business. This would be a perfect win. We still have no idea, at least I don't, because I don't keep up on the dirt sheets as much. But what is wrong with Keith Lee?
Supposedly Keith Lee has been injured. He was working his way back from the injury when he popped for COVID, so that delayed even more his recovery. And I just read where he is claiming that he's going to be ready to go in a couple of weeks. So he could very easily be a surprise individual with the Hurt Business.
I think that would be great for a couple of reasons. I think that would be awesome because it gives him a great angle. Him and Drew already have this type of storyline together. And they'd be, well, why is he coming out? Oh, he's coming out to help. He's here to support Drew, but he turns on Drew and he joins the Hurt Business. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he can't be a heel, but, you know, why not try something different with him? Because he'll still get over and he'll come back and be a face and everybody will say, Keith Lee with the opening and stuff. But I think that's kind of cool. Or do you see more than one member? Like, I remember what we were talking before is we had the, what were the Beatdown Club in TNA where Lashley was with Samoa Joe? Is Samoa Joe ready to come back? That's another interesting feud would be Drew McIntyre and Samoa Joe. So I see a new member of the Hurt Business or something with that interfering, causing a disqualification. Drew wins, but he takes a beating.
Well, I'm going to agree with Rand. I think it's going to be a back and forth battle. And then I think there's going to be a claymore out of nowhere. And I think Drew wins. He gets his WrestleMania moment that he didn't get last year. And now we actually will get to see, if this happens, just how popular Drew McIntyre is. Because let's be honest, without crowds in the stadium and in the arenas, is he really that over? That's, I guess, is the big question. And while you guys ponder that question, I need to interrupt our little roundtable discussion to let you know about a great sponsor of the PVD Cast, World's Greatest Comics. As you know, they are the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. I mean, they got it all, man. They got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds and hundreds of back issues, posters. Basically, you name it, they got it. So, if you want to check out the store and you're in the Central Ohio area, stop on over. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com. Or they're also on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And if you interact with anybody from World's Greatest Comics, please let them know that you heard about the store from me right here on the PVD Cast.
Hey, John, when I ran into you when you were sending out that that item at the post office, it was just wrapped in a weird black bag or whatever it was wrapped in there.
it was not wrapped in a black bag. Stop it.
World's Greatest Comics actually went over there. And I was very impressed with their selection of Marvel Legends figures. If you're one of them that like collecting Marvel Legends, there might be one you can't find for your collection, I think that's a great place to go for that too.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Yes, it was very odd, folks, that Joey and I showed up at the exact same post office at almost the exact same time. It was very weird. I was looking for Rod Serling to tell me I was in the Twilight Zone or something. I don't know.
Well, we both had to cancel that Adam and Eve subscription, so I get it. We didn't want to be charged.
I don't even have a response to that. All right, anyways, let's move on to night two of WrestleMania. I guess we'll start with this. Let's start with the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. It'll be Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler taking on the winner of the Tag Team Turmoil match. So, Rand, do you think it's Nia and Shayna getting the victory, or do you think it's Dana and Mandy, as you predicted them, winning the Turmoil match?
I'm just tired of Nia Jackson and Shayna Baszler. So, yes, anybody, please. I just keep waiting on those two to injure somebody, and I want them to disappear. So anybody, I want anybody to win. I don't even understand why Reginald's with them.
That's a great question. I may have missed that because I wasn't paying attention. Joey, do you know why is Reginald with them?
I haven't paid attention to the storyline, how he made it over there. Dumb. The whole take him shopping, like, that's dumb. It's all dumb. I can't stand this. I need them two to turn on each other, which has got to happen. I think this is a great place for it to happen. I think whatever tag team wins the Tag Team Turmoil goes over on them because of that. And I think Reginald will have something to do with it too, I think, because Nia has an affection for him. So I think that'll cause some friction and then there will be something and they'll turn on each other. And whatever team wins the Tag Team Turmoil is going to win the tag title.
Well, I'm just going to make it 3-for-3. I have the same thing. I feel that Billy and Carmella will win the WWE Women's Tag Titles. And then, of course, the heels will break up and feud with each other, and we're finally done with this stupid team. All right, so moving on. The WWE United States Championship is on the line as the champion Matt Riddle will be defending against Sheamus. Joey, who do you think wins in this encounter?
I think it's going to be a pretty hard-fought match. It's going to be one of those quote-unquote old-fashioned slobber knockers, if you will. I hate how they. I mean, it's funny, but Riddle's a badass, and they make him out to be a dumbass. That kind of annoys me sometimes. But anyways, I see Riddle retaining just to keep the title on him and keep his momentum.
Okay, I agree with you as well, Joey. I'm picking Matt Riddle because I can't see them ending that push this early on. I agree also with you that it was cool like when he was a little bit of a dumbass, but now he's like full-blown dumbass, and I'm not a fan of the character. They should just let him, you know, kind of go back to the way he was like in NXT.
I'm just going to be the different one, and I'm going to go with Sheamus just to be different. Maybe Riddle goes after Mustafa Ali afterwards. I don't see anything in either one of them, so okay, Sheamus.
I like it. It's just doing it out of spite. I like it.
Contrarian.
Yeah, that's correct. All right, next singles match, we have Kevin Owens taking on Sami Zayn, who is with Logan Paul. Okay, here's another thing that I did not pay attention to. What is the story with Logan Paul? I did not see the SmackDown where he showed up. So is he a full-blown heel? What's his storyline right now?
I'm pretty sure that it's just obvious from he just showed up because he was doing the big premiere of the trailer for his documentary. And obviously Logan Paul's, you know, being the big media, social media person he is, just try to drop a little bit extra. I see him maybe taking something from like a stunner from Owens, but I actually see Sammy winning this match. I think it's going to be a good match. I like coward Sammy. I like rule breaker Sammy. But yeah, he came in just because of that. I don't know. It adds no value for me, but I see Sammy winning this match somehow.
Well, he's the bad bunny for night two. That's what it is. I mean, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and they've named some musicians that are doing the anthems as well, which I don't know either one of those people.
You know, this is a feud that seems like it could have happened any time. That there was any time over the last couple of years, this could have been a big deal if it had been built up right. I'm going with Sammy just because I like the conspiracy theory victim character.
Well, I think this is a match that they held off for a while, Ran, just out of spite for, you know, Sammy and Kevin have wrestled each other millions of times, including in Ring of Honor. So I think they were holding off on it. So it's great that we're finally getting it. I'm going to say Sami Zayn wins, and I'm going to say because Logan Paul screws up. He doesn't become a full-fledged heel, but he does something that screws up Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn ends up picking up the victory. All right, moving on to the next match that I have no idea what the hell this is. What is a Nigerian drum fight for the and that, of course, is for the WWE Intercontinental Championship as Big E defends against Apollo Crews. What is this? Have they explained what the hell this match is?
I think it's very similar to a Ugandan baritone brawl. the rules are quite simple. No, I don't know. I don't know what the heck it is. I like the way they were kind of leaning with Apollo with the Prince Nana thing. They're kind of bringing it back. But I think they're taking it too far by giving us a gimmick. You don't need to give this. Just call it a street fight or call it something like that. They obviously have this heat that they've been building up and building up and building up. You know, this would be a kind of cool area if, you know, he wants to, because he talked to Heyman. Maybe it'd be kind of cool to insert Heyman here, you know, during this match. But the gimmick is whatever gets pertaining to Apollo. But I still think the Big E retains.
Rand, what do you think?
Au contraire, mon frère. I think if you bring somebody in with his stipulation, he should win. That because it's a Nigerian drum fight of whatever, that Apollo Crews should win. And maybe Big E gets a push and goes after the SmackDown title afterwards.
Well, here's one thing I'm going to say. I felt that Big E and Apollo had probably one of the best matches at Fastlane, albeit I felt the ending was stupid, but I felt like they had a really, really good match. So I'm going to go with Big E. I agree with you, Joey. I think they're going to keep that push moving forward. And honestly, I think this is a good feud that should continue. You know, I'm not super excited about, you know, the new character of Apollo Crews, but I think these two have had some good matches. I think that they should continue the feud. So I'm picking Big E. So now that moves us into a match that, honestly, I don't give two shits about. This would be the match of The Fiend versus Randy Orton. At this point, I literally wrote down in my notes, can we just get a double DQ? Because I don't even give a shit. I don't care about the Fiend now looks like the Toxic Avenger. I'm tired of the over-the-top theatrics with the character. And this is coming from somebody that enjoyed Kevin Sullivan's, you know, devil worshiper type of persona. But this is just getting way out there. The Fiend, I think, wins. Alexa Bliss gets involved somehow. And hopefully we're done with this stupid feud.
Well, I think that's another case where you might be able to add somebody to this new, quote-unquote, Wyatt family. Or a Fiend family or Funhouse family or whatever you want to call it. It would be kind of neat to bring in somebody else here, but I totally agree. I think The Fiend wins with some interference from Alexa, but I don't see him carrying this gimmick forever. Something needs to happen where he goes back to the old mask and that other stuff, because like you said, it just looks dumb. The Toxic Avenger, it was cool when he originally came back. Now he still is wearing that stuff. What is he, Jason Voorhees? Stop. And I feel The Fiend wins this match.
You know what? And I'm going to go off on a tangent real quick, Joey, about that, because I felt like if you really wanted to do this right, they shouldn't have had The Fiend disappear. What I mean by this is that he gets set on fire. He's gone for a couple of weeks, but then Bray Wyatt comes back, because for crying out loud, they've told us that Bray Wyatt and The Fiend are two separate people. Well, then why don't you have Bray Wyatt come back and he can antagonize Randy with his silliness, like he doesn't understand, you know, like he's the childlike man that he is at the Funhouse. And it would be kind of like a modern day Midnight Rider, you know, where you know you're the Fiend. No, I'm not. You know, that would have been so much more entertaining. And then you could bring the Fiend back. But instead, it's been Alexa acting like an 11-year-old and just stupidity all around.
Is there any chance that this is going to be completely cinematic, or do we think there's going to be anything in the ring?
That's a great question. I don't know. Joey?
I haven't heard anything. I would assume it would be cinematic, though.
I think the more cinematic it is, the more the Bray wins. It would be nice, like you said, if they had somebody else in the costume as a double. There were times that they had different people play the Blue Blazer. I think that'd be a real nice twist if they could do that here.
What? When did the Beer City Bruiser play Bray Wyatt? Did you read that, Don?
No.
At one point, yeah, he was the WWE, and they thought he was going to sign with NXT. Then he went back to Ring of Honor. It was in one of the feuds, or one of the things where they did a double Bray Wyatt or something, that he played Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
So I see them doing something like that, Rand. I still think you could do something like that with this. I'm surprised they haven't interjected that into this whole gimmick.
Live action or cinematic?
Either way.
We do have a possibility of Bray Wyatt and the, for lack of a better word, stunt double.
We do. I'm kind of done with this. I wanted to move on, and I agree. I feel like I agree with you, Joey, that the character's kind of run its course. They got to do something different. They got to spice it up somehow.
How many times have we had this match on a pay-per-view or
exactly.
a Monday Night Raw?
Exactly.
So, overdone?
Yeah, it's overdone at this point. I agree. You know.
Well, this WrestleMania is considered the end of the season. This might be a good time to finally end it.
Yeah, maybe. It would be great to find a female like counterbalance to Alexa Bliss, maybe. Like, that would even be something a little bit different. I don't know who that would be. You know, Nikki Cross, maybe. I don't know, because she would have the SPAC story of, well, we were friends, and then you know, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. All right, let's move on to the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley taking on the champion, Asuka. Rand, who do you think is winning the WWE Raw Women's Championship.
I can't see Rhea Ripley and Belair both winning. So I'm going more with Belair to win, so therefore Rhea not winning and Asuka winning.
Okay.
I think it's too new.
Okay. Joey, what do you think?
I agree with Rand for just because of that scenario. I would actually like to see Rhea win it here, but I think if one wins it, the other one's not, because I don't see him. Now, like I had mentioned earlier, I think Belair's better chasing the title than she is with having it on. I think she needs to keep chasing it a little bit more, where Rhea being as an imposing person she is, it would be cooler if she won on her first night. So I can almost see if Sasha actually wins the match, I can see Rhea winning it here. I think they're going to flip-flop it, whichever. One of the titles will change hands. It just depends on who wins the first night.
So
because I picked Belair earlier, I'm going to go with Asuka right now. But I can see if Sasha wins, I see Rhea winning.
All three of us picked Rhea Ripley to win the Royal Rumble for the women.
Well, we will not be all three of us picking Asuka, because I think Rhea Ripley gets the title. I believe they shouldn't. I'm adamant that they should not give her the belt right out of the gate. But I have a feeling with the idiotic booking that they do in the WWE, they're going to do it because, you know, she's big, she's imposing, she's marketable, you know. So I think they put the belt on her, but I think it's a mistake. I don't think you do that. I think you make her chase Asuka for a while. And now it's time for our final match for WrestleMania, the triple threat match for the WWE Universal Championship. We have the champion Roman Reigns taking on Edge and Daniel Bryan. Bryan, who do you think comes out as the winner of this triple threat match?
I kind of think they added Daniel Bryan so that Edge wouldn't take the loss. I think Roman Reigns has pretty much run his course, so I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan.
Okay. All right, I am going to pick Edge because I feel like to finish Edge's storyline of making the comeback, winning the Royal Rumble, and that against two men, he wins the WWE Universal Championship. I think he gets a short run with the title and then drops it maybe even at SummerSlam back to Roman Reigns. So I'm going with the Rated R Superstar.
So here's what I like. And Rand kind of set it in motion, but it's going to go a different way. I can see Edge winning the winning the belt, but Roman not taking the pinfall or the loss. Daniel Bryan will take the loss. So that'll set Roman Reigns up to be even more pissed. He didn't lose the belt. He's the tribal chief, this, that, and the other. He's still the champion. And they can continue that on, like you said, till SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you know, Reigns will be the one. Reigns will go over on Edge, and then he has another legend under his belt that helps solidify him. And I think that helps lead up into the Mania next year where he takes on The Rock.
So you're picking Edge.
I am picking Edge to win this match. And Daniel Bryan, unfortunately, taking the pin. That's why he was added to the match.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we certainly have taken a look at every one of these single matchups, and there's probably going to be some changes. As Joey, you mentioned, there's a lot of people missing from the card still. Charlotte Flair, and I mentioned Nikki Cross and Bayley, and a few other folks that obviously we'll have to wait and see what happens. Probably as the rest of this week unfolds, we'll get some updates. But as it stands, 14 matches that I think a couple of them are going to be good, and a couple of them are going to be not so good. All right, where can folks find you guys on the internet? Let's start with you, DJ Joey Blaze.
They can find me right there on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze. I'm easy to find. I'm mad at Target, and I'm mad at Meijer right now. You can always message me to find out why.
Do you have any upcoming events or anything you want to plug?
Currently, not really.
Okay.
I'm getting back into the wedding scene, and I got a prom next month, so I'm working back at it. I'm getting busier, but I have nothing like event-wise to plug.
All right. Cool.
Joey, who are you taking to the prom?
Ba-dum-bum. I will be DJing a prom in May.
Can I ask a question real quick? Hold on. I just need to know. Like, Joey, have you ever while at a prom. And I know you've done a couple before, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a list of songs that, like, the administration gives you and says these songs will not be played?
I'm going to get a list of approved and not approved before that, for sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just curious about that. I assume that's what happened, but I didn't know. So.
Yeah, I won't be playing Me So Horny by Two Live Crew. In case you're wondering, that was on the cutting block, and I will not be playing that.
Or WAP, right?
I'll probably play it, just the edited version.
Oh, there's an edited version?
Yep.
I did not know that. See, what can I say? I'm old, so I don't know all these pop stars. That's all I can say.
Paul Heyman.
What about Paul Heyman?
I said a wet ass Paul Heyman.
Wet ass Paul Heyman.
Maybe that's wide angle Paul Heyman.
That's better. I like that one.
Wow. Boom boom.
Yeah. All right, Rand. Where can we find you?
Well, in addition to my actual name on Twitter, there is a chance that I will be teaching a bartending class at local public libraries.
Really?
It has not been official. It has not been gotten back to me, but I'm looking at a 5-part bartending home entertainment curriculum where I can teach you mortals how to make drinks and entertain people.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You have to let us know when that happens, man. We'll plug the hell out of that. All right, with that then, gentlemen, we're going to close up shop. So I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, a.k.a. the Pro Wrestling Pundits, joining me to talk about WrestleMania. And, hey, we'll see this weekend if some of our predictions came true. And maybe you would like to comment on those predictions. Maybe you think we're right on the money, and maybe you think we're completely out in left field. Well, you can voice your opinion, and let me tell you how you can do that. Well, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds of this podcast. Just go to @PVDcast. And you could shoot me an email if you like. It's johnorlando@PVDcast.com. And maybe you'd like to let some folks know about this podcast. Well, there's a couple different avenues for listening to it. Obviously, first is PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through all those major podcasting outlets. Just go to the search bar in that particular podcasting platform, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should be able to find it. And don't forget that you can listen every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through the Facebook page @PVDcast. There it is once again. And you can hear this week's episode that way. And it's available even on Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Time through the Scene Snobs. Just go over to scenesnobs.com and check it out. And check out all the great podcasts while you're over there, too. All right, I know it's a long episode, so I'm going to wrap things up. I just want to say, once again, thanks for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.